Stadium, Jacksonville, the site of the Jaguars' AFC Wild Card playoff win last week over the Buffalo Bills, a 10-3 final. The Jags are on to Pittsburgh for the divisional playoff round. Welcome into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. J.P. Shattuck with you, and what a day it was for the Jaguars this past Sunday. The first home playoff game since the 99 season, the first home playoff win since then as well. The Jaguars are on to Pittsburgh to try to do something that's only been done one other time in league history. That's beat Pittsburgh twice in Pittsburgh in the same season. The 07 Jags, the only other team to do that. Our guest today had the game-winning touchdown last week against Buffalo. Tight end Ben Koyak. What's up? Thanks for coming in, man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is unbelievable, right? Five catches all year. Running offense, you're involved in the blocking game a lot, but then you come open for the big touchdown. What a play. What a moment, right?
Yeah, just got to take advantage of opportunities when you get them.
Yeah, so we've got plenty of folks on the Leica Mobile call-in line today with a lot of questions for you, Ben. I know you've been to the UK before, not only with the team, but to travel and promote the games over there, too. So we've got some folks ready to ask some questions and some social media, too. So let's get going today with Roger Goodgroves of Double Coverage. Roger, what's up?
Yeah, hi, JP and Ben. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.
So talk us through the fourth down TD play from Sunday. When did you know you could be getting the call? And considering the precarious catch-no-catch position of replay this year, what was going through your mind as you were reviewing the play?
Well, as far as the call goes, I mean, I was the only option on the play. So, and especially since it was fourth down, I mean, I knew it was going to go to me one way or another. But as far as the catch-no-catch thing goes, I knew I caught it, so, and I knew I dragged my feet down. So, I mean, to me, I knew it was a catch.
The only object, yeah, because you guys had run it on third down, and he had tried to jump over the top and got stopped. But it's a situation, Doug Marrone said, that he's got to let him know on third down. We're going for it here no matter what on fourth down. It helps you guys out too, sure.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it more helps Nate out calling the plays than me. You know, I'm just going to run the play regardless of what's called, but Nate ran the ball on third down, and he actually talked to me after, because that was going to be our first play, and he talked to me after. He was like, I'm sorry we ran the ball first, and I told him I would have done the same thing too. So
yeah, it worked out, though. A perfect ball from Blake, too, by the way.
Perfect.
In the back of the end zone, way to get the toes down. Let's continue on the Leica Mobile calling line. Richard Graves, Sky Sports, what's up?
Hey, Ben. Hey, JP. Likewise, Happy New Year, guys. I'm interested to know, Ben, what were your emotions when you knew the ball was coming to you on fourth down? Because we saw in the game, the Buffalo Bills throw to Kelvin Benjamin, and they ended up being backed up with a pass interference penalty when they were goal to go. Everyone was saying afterwards, should have been handed off to Shady McCoy. You just mentioned Leonard Fournette had been stuffed on third down there, but if that play hadn't come off, you know the media would be turning around and second-guessing it. So what was going through your mind?
I mean, my heart definitely started beating a little bit faster. It's one of those things where, you know, I thought maybe the call was going to be called on third down. So when it was called on fourth down, I was definitely nervous, especially since going into the game, I was like, okay, it'll be first down play. You know, it won't be a big deal. Third down rolls around, and I'm like, we're going to run it. Okay, we're going to score. Fourth down, when I realized we were going to stay on the field, I was like, oh, God, we're going to call this play, aren't we? You know, got the call and then just ran to the line, then kind of a blur from there until started jogging off the field.
Yeah, big play in the game for sure. The Jags offense had kind of struggled to get some traction at that point. Let's get to some social media questions here. We'll go to Facebook. Steve Adams with question number one today. In a game like Sunday's when it's so tight going into the last few minutes, what's the feeling like on the sideline for the offensive players when the defense is on the field? It's a defensive group you guys can lean on, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're always confident that the defense is going to get their job done. I mean, they have all year. It's one of the best defensive groups in the NFL, you know. So as far as that's concerned, you know, we're on the sideline going, you know, they're going to get the job done. Now we just got to do our part.
Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Scott Wilson, Give Me Sport. What's up, Scott?
Hi, JP. Hi, Ben. Congratulations on the win. Obviously, next up is the Steelers, the team you beat back in week 5. Do you watch any film from that game, or is that too far back now for you guys?
I mean, we watch some of it because, I mean, it's going to be the same scheme, maybe a couple different players. But it's whether it's that game or, you know, plenty of other games, we got to watch all of that to, you know, try to get a good idea of what they're going to do, get a good feel of their personnel. You know, it's a long season. Different things change. But you watch that film, but, you know, you watch a lot of others, so it's just one of those things you got to keep scouting them to try to get the best idea of what they're going to do.
As Doug said the other day in his Monday press conference, Doug Marrone,
It's personnel, really. Just you know the personnel. That cuts down the prep time for the Steelers because you know who's on the team. You've played them once already. That helps you guys, too, I'm sure.
Yeah, it definitely helps, you know, having that experience going against them. But especially in the playoffs, you got to expect some wrinkles, too. Some things that, you know, we're not going to be able to see.
Sure. Let's go back to social media. Ben Sterry on Facebook. Hi, Ben. Congratulations on your touchdown Sunday. How much difference does it make to have guys like Mercedes Lewis on the squad, who's been in the game a long time and knows so much about it to help you improve and better your performances one week to the next? The guy's been in the game for 12 years now.
Yeah, it's a great luxury having him, especially on our tight end room. You know, like you said, the guy knows a ton about the game. So whether it's little things here and there, you know, he's always there to help you. I mean, the first thing he said to me after that catch was that he was so proud of me. So the guy all he wants is, you know, for the teams to succeed, and, you know, he'd give anything for us to do well, too.
It's been a long time coming for him. He's the last Jaguar standing from the last playoff team here in 07. Does he kind of talk about the past that far back to you guys, or do you even worry about that?
Sometimes, but it's not like he's like preaching it. You know, he'll just, you know, say every now and then, he's like, I remember when this happened or something like that. It's not like he's trying to preach it to us. So, you know, we always joke that he's a dinosaur in the game, but you never guess it by the way he plays.
No, not at all, especially in this offense, a very valuable part of this. How old were you in 07, 2007, by the way?
Probably would have been 14. Well, yeah. That was my freshman year of high school, so.
It's been a while for the Jaguars. Let's go back through the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, what's up?
Yeah, hi. What, if any, preparations have been made for the weather in Pittsburgh? And did your time at Notre Dame prepare you in any way?
Yeah, it's going to be chilly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any crazy preparations we have for that. You know it's going to be cold, especially during playoff time, but that's more of a mental state. You know, you know that's going to be like that. So you just got to try to, whatever you got to do, personally prepare. I mean, I'm a northern guy myself, so.
You're from there,
yeah,
right?
I'm from north of the area, so it's even colder where I'm from than Pittsburgh. We always used to joke and say it was warmer in Pittsburgh, so. You just got to go out and play regardless of the weather. You might be a little cold, but once you get moving, you'll be fine.
I have a feeling, Ben, that you're a no-sleeve warm-up guy.
Oh, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wear sleeves, especially. You get ragged on if you wear all kinds of ragged on if you wear sleeves, so got to go sleeveless.
Tough guy. Tough Ben Koyak. Richard Graves, what's up?
Yeah, looking ahead, Ben, to this game in Pittsburgh this weekend, Ben. I appreciate last week no one in that locker room was going to admit to having pre-playoff jitters, but given the history and the length of time the Jags had spent away from playing in the postseason, winning a game like you did that was close, that was tight in front of a home crowd, do you now head to Pittsburgh feeling as if the Jags belong in these playoffs, that they are to be reckoned with?
You know, I feel like we thought from the beginning of the year, you know, when we established our goals, you know, first of winning the division, that, you know, we felt like we belonged in the playoffs. And it wasn't something that, you know, we really thought we belonged in the playoffs and that's it. You know, we worked and we earned every game we won, you know, every game we've been in. So it's not one of those things where we just thought, you know, we deserve this playoff and that's that. It's, we come to work every day, you know, even when we're not here, you know, we're studying and whatnot. So as far as that goes, I mean, we feel like we've earned the right to be here.
And not just be here, but go win games while you're here, too.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about, to keep survive in advance and move on to the next round. Scott Wilson, Give Me Sport. What's up?
Yeah, Ben, can you just sum up how it feels to play in a playoff game? Does it feel different to a normal regular season match?
I mean, there's definitely more hype surrounding it. But at the end of the day, it's still another opportunity. And as Doug says, you know, it's an opportunity to play, you know, 65 more snaps. That's all that's given. So you got to definitely put more work in knowing that, you know, if you lose, that's your season, that, you know, it's done. And you have to expect the other team to come out there too, knowing the same exact thing. So at the end of the day, you're just trying to work your butt off so that you get another chance to play some more snaps.
I will say, being out there pregame warmups and at kickoff, the feeling was a little different at Everbank Field on Sunday.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The crowd and the hype. Did you look at the build up online on Twitter or anything like that, or do you stay away from all that?
You know, I try to stay away from all that. I try to avoid any of that outside noise. I mean, as far as the group goes, we already put enough pressure on ourselves to succeed just within our building, you know, and with each other. So outside pressure doesn't really make its way into the building. But, you know, we want to win for the fans. But, you know, we try not to feed into all the hype that goes on.
Let's wrap it up today with a couple of social media questions. Question 3, Stuart Hunt. congrats on your first playoff win. Did you notice a huge difference? Maybe not in the atmosphere, but the way plays were called or way you guys went about your business from coaching staff to players. Was the preparation different? It was just a little more tension. Did you check the boxes an extra time in the build up? I guess is the way to probably ask that.
I mean, we went about our normal week, and you know, we already prepare heavily, you know, every game anyway. So we went about our normal week, and I think a lot of guys just, you know, like I was saying earlier, we realized that it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, you know, if I miss this, you know, it's okay, we'll get it fixed later. It's one of those things where if you don't get it fixed, you know, you don't get it taken care of, we'll be done for the year. So I think a lot of guys went about studying and went about doing their jobs with a lot more intent.
Final social media question today, Ian Poynter, very important question here. Did you get the ball back after you spiked it?
I don't think so. If it's in the equipment room somewhere, I'm sure I'll find it. But as far as I know, I don't have it, no.
Yeah, I mean, you've had one other touchdown in your career, so you haven't really had a chance to. Do you think about celebrations, or was the spike the first thing that comes to mind for a tough Northern Pennsylvania guy?
It was the first thing that came to mind. Some of the guys actually joke with me about, you know, not having any other celebration. I was like, you know, I can't dance, can't do any of that stuff. So, you know, just did the classic tight end spike.
Love it, man. We've got a white paneled football here. If you could autograph that while we're on the show here, we're going to give that away to somebody who submitted a question that you answered for today's show, and they will win an autographed Ben Koyak football from the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. Thanks for coming on today, Ben. Good to see you. Good luck in Pittsburgh this week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Ben Koyak, Jaguars tight end with us. We'll see you next time on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.